Thank you for joining us for First United Methodist Church of North Hollywood's weekly podcast.
Here come the kids. Yay! Hosanna! It's Palm Sunday, everybody. Wave your palms.
Good morning.
Morning.
We welcome you to North Hollywood on this Palm Sunday. We sing loud hosannas, and so you'll be using your palms again, so don't put them away. And we're not burning them into ash yet, so make sure that you keep your palms. We also would like, in our welcoming you, to fill out the welcome pads in your pews so that we know that you are here. If you need anything, if you need prayers, please do so as well. Fill those out for us in the office so that we know that you are present, and get to know your neighbors down the pew when you pass that pad. We also wanted you to know that we have childcare. We have Sunday school during this time, and then the children will come back for children's time and then go back into Sunday school if you are interested. And then we are asking each of you, following worship, we have our assembly of Easter baskets for Hope for the Valley Rescue Mission. So we invite each of you to at least make one basket to share. We also need some basket wrappers. So those of you who are good at wrapping presents, you might be handy for us and to use your gifts and skills. We also want to invite you to see and to be a part and participate in our Holy Week opportunities, which you can find in your bulletin on the schedule. But also for those of you who are new to what a Stations of the Cross are. If you're a Catholic, you might be familiar, but we're doing a Protestant version of the biblical Stations of the Cross. So there's information on that. And at the end of our stations, we will end with our labyrinth that we have created here in North Hollywood. So you can read furthermore in the insert. But at this time, we want to invite you to prepare your hearts for worship. As you are ready and able in body or in spirit, please stand as we sing from hymn 278, Hosanna, loud Hosanna, and you're welcome to wave your palms.
Hosanna.
Hosanna! Blessed is Jesus who comes in God's name. We stand at the gates of our Jerusalem and wave our branches high. We get caught up in the excitement of the parade. Jesus sits astride a donkey, a beast of burden, bearing a most precious gift. Let the joy fill your hearts this day as we shout our hosannas. Praise God for the wondrous ways in which our lives have been touched. Prepare our hearts to worship, Lord, and celebrate this day. Amen. Open your bulletins, and we will now join together in the call to worship. Give thanks to God. Give praise to the one who comes in God's name.
We wave our palms in praise and celebration.
This is the day that our God has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad. Hosanna.
You may be seated, and if you'll now open your red hymnals to number 277, Tell Me the Stories of Jesus.
Thank you.
morning as we enter into a time of prayer. Before we do so, we are reminded to lift up the prayers in our community, within our families and friends, and in the world. I would like to thank you for your prayers and for the traveling mercies that you sent me as my little travel companion. Amara and I did well. We came back from Germany from the General Board of Church and Society meeting and accomplished a lot of important justice work for our denomination, which I hope to share with all of you soon. So thank you for your prayers. Also traveling this week were the Wesley School 8th graders who returned home safely with head of school John Walter. They were traveling in England this past week. We pray for friends of Tanya Peets, whose toddler Ada contracted a blood infection, and now her organs are shutting down. So we pray for little Ada and her family during this harrowing time. We pray for our friend Kevin McConnell, who has returned after the death of a friend and is now returning again tomorrow back to Oklahoma as he is prepared to bury another friend. So we send traveling mercies, but also prayers to your friends and family, Kevin. We also lift up prayers for Patty's elementary school cousin, who was in a bus that had caught fire with her school this week. All of the passengers got out safely by the grace of God. We pray for family members near and abroad in need of prayer. We pray for those who are looking for work, for support, for friendship, those suffering from loneliness or depression, those who are suffering from a mental illness. We lift up those who have suffered loss and death. We also pray for our country and our leadership, for the children and teen students who led us as they marched with thousands and thousands of others across the country yesterday in the March for Our Lives. In those rallies, they demanded that lawmakers listen to their concerns. Now, my friends, let us enter into a spirit of prayer. Let us pray. O God, on this holy day of Palm Sunday and Passion, we have so many mixed feelings inside of us. We remember your son's triumphant entrance into Jerusalem with the people shouting praises and waving palm branches. And we join them with our own praises. And yet, we remember too that this wonderful parade for your son becomes another kind of parade before officials and the booing crowds. And instead of the crowds singing his praises, they are shouting to crucify him. And our hearts are broken by those very shouts and the pain and suffering he bore that day. And yet we know that it is because of his choosing to enter Jerusalem and taking the path he knew he was taking, that there is hope, that there is grace, that there is love and salvation for all. And there are still many in need of hope in our world. There are still many in need of your grace in our world. There are still many in need of your love in our world. And there are still many in need of salvation in our world. So as we lift up these prayers, let us take a moment of silence to feel your presence in our lives, O God. Lord, enter our lives, our churches, our cities, our countries once again today. Heal us, Lord. Transform us. Renew us. Draw us closer to you in this journey of Holy Week. Empower us with strength and courage and with assurance that you are with us world without end. And as we pray to you, God, let us lift up the prayer that your Son, the Messiah, the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Thank you. You know a dream is like a river, ever changing as it flows. And the dreamer's just a vessel that must follow where it goes. Trying to learn from what's behind you and never knowing what's in store makes each day a constant battle just to stay between the shores. And I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Like a bird upon the wind, these waters are my sky. I'll never reach my destination if I never try. So I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Too many times we stand aside and let the water slip away. To what we put off till tomorrow has now become today. Now don't you sit upon the shoreline and say you're satisfied. Choose to chance the rapids and dare to dance the tides. And I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Like a bird upon the wind, these waters are my sky. I'll never reach my destination if I never try. So I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. And there's bound to be rough waters, and I know I'll take some falls. But with the good Lord as my captain, I can make it through them all. Yes, I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Like a bird upon the wind, these waters are my sky. I'll never reach my destination if I never try. So I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Yes, I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Till the river runs dry.
I'm going to invite all the kids to come forward. I'm going to give you all new palm branches. Come on forward. Can you help Henry? Can you pass these out to everybody? Ooh, a new. Everybody have their palm branches? Well, I'm going to invite all the congregation to, do you all have your palm branches? If you do, wave them up in the air. If you need one, your ushers will come down the aisles, but everybody has their palm branches. Choir has theirs. Oh, good. So I'm going to need all of your help, okay, today. What day is today, guys? Palm Sunday. Thank you, Henry and Ashley. So today on Palm Sunday, why were there palms? We're going to talk about it. I'm going to ask the church to help. Because Jesus is coming. That's totally right, Kyra. Yeah. Very smart. You guys know your story. Well, we're going to retell the story a little bit. And I just wanted to let you know that Auntie Patty and I tried really hard to get you all a real donkey today, but it didn't work. So we're just going to have to use our imagination. Yes, seriously, Ashley, we did. Henry said, yes, we did, Henry, we did. So I'm going to practice again. Everybody wave your palms. All right, you see that, guys? Everybody's waving their palms. So Jesus wanted to celebrate the Passover with his friends in Jerusalem. That's where everybody went. So that was the big city, and Passover was something that was special, but this was also a very important ritual to the Jewish faith. So as they got to Jerusalem from Jericho, Jesus told his friends to go get him a donkey, or a colt in some of the stories, a little baby horse. So he asked them to go get them, and so this is what we're going to do. So the disciples, they did, Ashley, you're right, they threw their coats on the ground, but they also put their palm branches on the ground. But some of them, as Jesus rode down, he was supposed to walk on top of them, but they said something special. Do you all remember what they said? Oh no, that's a bad word until Easter. Just kidding. We buried the A word or the H word. They said something else, another word that starts with the H, though. Hosanna. Thank you, Danielle. So they yelled, Hosanna. So can everybody repeat after me? Say, Hosanna.
Hosanna.
Again, Hosanna.
Hosanna.
Hosanna. And so they waved their branches and yelled Hosanna. And then they shouted, "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." Do you think you can say that, everybody? Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. So as we shout loud Hosannas and sing, "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord," Jesus entered into the city, celebrated like a king. And what was different, though, was that oftentimes kings came on what? Horse? On drones. Wow. Kyra had told me a school bus. So drones and school bus, not quite, but they used to come in on big horses. And so the kings would come in very proud, and they would come in on their warring horses. Weird robes, right? They were wearing like just, yes. Well, and one of the interesting things, though, is that Jesus rode in on a donkey. And a donkey was, well, he did, but different kind of king. A king who brings peace instead of war. And that's the big difference. That's what Jesus wanted to teach us, how to bring peace to everyone. And everybody that day was so happy. And so as you continue to hear the story and tell the story of Jesus, this week is actually a really hard week. It's Holy Week. And Jesus goes through a lot of trials, and they call it the Passion. And so as we go through the Passion of Christ, we hear the story of the Last Supper. We have Good Friday. We also have this week, before Easter, we have an Easter celebration. So all of you who have kids or no children in your lives, come join our Easter party on Saturday. But all of these different things we're having here at church, so we remember. And we remember the story of Jesus. So I'm going to ask you all to pray with me. Are you ready? Repeat after me.
After me.
Good job.
Dear God.
We thank you, for great festivals, like Palm Sunday, and days which help us remember our past as people of faith. Help us to live as faithful people each and every day. Amen. I hope I see you all after worship, and you guys can help us pack Easter baskets for Pope for the Valley. Thank you. See you all soon. You can wave your branches out.
Good morning, everybody. Several announcements to call to your attention this morning as you make your way back to your seats. But first and foremost, it's always my privilege and an honor to be able to stand up here and welcome you to worship at the First United Methodist Church of North Hollywood. I believe it goes without saying that I could tell you that it is Palm Sunday today. Palm Sunday, March 25th. So please join us right after the service today, right at these doors to your left, as always, for a little time of fellowship, and get a bite to eat and get to know one another better. However, very important today that we'll be assembling our Easter basket, so please stay and assemble at least one basket so that we can get all these done and get them delivered this week. So please join us. It'll be out, the assembly line will be right out here in front of the lounge, so please stay and make at least one basket. Tomorrow morning we will not be participating in the Wesley Chapel service because they're on spring break for the next 2 weeks. Tuesday, March 27th, 7:30 p.m., Ruth Circle meets in the community room. Now, Wednesday, I don't mean to pass that over too quickly. Tuesday night, 7:30 p.m., Ruth Circle, community room. And then we start with our services on Wednesday evening. So Wednesday evening, March 28th, 6:30 p.m., there will be a Passover, Seder, Lenten, a meal, then Lenten workshop and Bible study, and that takes place in the lounge. Boy Scout Troop 18 meets in the Scout Hut at 7 p.m., choir rehearsal at 7:30 p.m. here in the sanctuary. Thursday night, March 29th, is our Maundy Thursday service. 7 p.m., there will be a worship service and shadows in Lord's Supper, and that will take place in the Boyer Chapel. Then on Friday evening, starting at 6 p.m., it's open from 6 to 8 p.m. It's not a two-hour process, but for 2 hours, the Good Friday Stations of the Cross and Labyrinth will be open. And then Saturday morning, big event here, 10:30 a.m. to 12 p.m., we'll have our Easter party, and that takes place in the social hall, and of course the Easter egg hunt takes place out here in the quad area around the fountain. It's always a great time. Everybody's kids come, grandkids from generations back will be here for that, so please attend. It's a good time. The next Sunday, of course, is Easter Sunday. There will be a 6:30 a.m. sunrise worship service that takes place around the fountain, out in the courtyard here. There will be a continental breakfast served at 7:30 p.m. in the community room, a.m. be kind of late for a continental breakfast. And then, of course, our main service, 10:30 a.m. here in the sanctuary. So big week coming up this week, very busy week. The altar flowers today are given by Sandy Fleming in memory of her father, Ray, and his birthday on March the 28th. So with those thoughts in our hearts and our prayers, let us continue with this morning's worship service. Thank you.
Jeff, I know what I forgot to tell you. It's Hat Sunday next Sunday, and I would really like it if you all wore a pretty bonnet, a jaunty chapeau, please. So think of a nice hat to bring, and let's be festive next week. Sorry, I forgot about that, Jeff. All right. So Pastor Allison already talked to the kids about the palms, but why do we wave the palm leaves? The palm branch is a symbol of victory and triumph and peace and eternal life. It originated in the ancient Near East and the Mediterranean world. The palm, also called a phoenix, was sacred in Mesopotamian regions and in ancient Egypt, and it represented immortality. In Judaism, the lulav, a closed frond of the date palm, is a part of the festival of Sukkot. A palm branch was awarded to victorious athletes in ancient Greece, and a palm frond, or the tree itself, is one of the most common attributes of victory personified in ancient Rome. So what they did back in those days was to practice to welcome home a king or a war hero by laying out a path of branches for him to ride or walk on, very similar to how we are in the modern times of rolling out a red carpet. Palm Sunday reminds us that the reign of Christ is far greater than any the mind of man could ever conceive or plan. Man looked for someone to fight their battles in the present day world, yet God had the ultimate plan of sending his son to fight the battle over death. This is the greatness of why we celebrate this week. Because of Christ's ultimate sacrifice, we can be set free of death. We have so much to be grateful for this holy week. May God direct our thoughts and attention towards what matters most, which is Jesus Christ, our King. So as we've waved our palm fronds today, I ask you now to wave your tithes and offerings to the ushers as they now collect this morning's offerings.
Thank you.
Lord our God, your faithful goodness is beyond our understanding. You fulfill your promises at the right time. You sent the crowd of angels to sing of your glory when Jesus was born. At the height of Jesus' ministry, people honored him and shouted your praises. Like them, we want to contribute to your kingdom coming on earth. It is a privilege to share in your mission in the world through this congregation. Accept our offerings as a sign of our love and gratitude. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
Good morning. I'll be reading Mark 11, verses 1 through 11 from the English Standard Version. Now when they drew near to Jerusalem, to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of the disciples and said to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find a colt tied on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord has need of it and will send it back here immediately.' And they went away and found a colt tied at the door outside in the street, and they untied it. And some of those standing there said to them, 'What are you doing untying the colt?' And they said, and they told them what Jesus had said, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it and sat on it. and he sat on it. And many spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut from the fields. And those who went before those who followed were shouting, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest. And he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he looked around at everything as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Palm Sunday celebrates the day that Jesus made his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. So let's have some fun this morning, as liturgically, today sheds a moment of lightness and brevity, although bearing the heaviness of entering into Holy Week. So let's test your knowledge of that day's events, recorded in all four Gospels, with these true or false statements. So feel free to shout it out if you think you know the answer. Are you ready? All right. According to the Gospels, the people waved palm branches when Jesus rode into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. True or false? False. In both Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, none of the four Gospels say the people waved branches, but that they spread garments and branches in Jesus' path. Only John mentions palm branches, a tree not native to Jerusalem. Man, we've been telling our kids some funky stories, huh? Two, the date of Jesus' triumphal entry 5 days before Passover was a special holiday in his time. True or false? Good. It wasn't called Palm Sunday in Jesus' day, but each Israelite family chose the lamb that they would sacrifice for Passover on the 10th day of the month. As the people shouted, Hosanna, they didn't realize that they were choosing the Lamb of God as their sacrifice. The next one. By their actions, the people were publicly proclaiming Jesus as the Messiah. True or false? True. When Solomon was anointed king, he rode into the city on a mule, to the shouts and praises of the people, and that's in 1 Kings. Zechariah prophesied that the Messiah would arrive the same way, gentle and riding on a donkey, and that can be found in Zechariah 9:9. The fact that Jesus rode a donkey portrayed him as a warrior king. True or false? Good, you were listening to children's time. Conquering kings would ride war horses, and the donkey symbolized peace and humility. Jesus' entry was a stark contrast to the warlike Romans, whose military presence was very, very visible. All right, how you doing on this quiz, folks? Last question. The shouts of Hosanna meant praise the Lord. True. False. The Hebrew word hallelujah, not supposed to say that yet, means praise the Lord. And as if you were here in the beginning of Lent, we said that alleluia is the bad H word or the A word until Easter. And we'll explain that later, next week. But Hosanna means save us or save. The Palm Sunday crowd falsely assumed that Jesus would bring political liberation to them. Gotcha. Now that we have exegeted the Synoptic Gospels, we come today shouting loud hosannas to save us, to the Messiah who comes into our town, but that with his triumphal entry, or untriumphal entry, as some scholars say, due to the riding in on that humble donkey, what is Jesus calling us to do? Are we more cheerleaders, or is Jesus asking us to get off our donkeys in preparation of his coming and do something? Let us think on these things. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts, may they be acceptable in thy sight, our God, our rock, and our redeemer. Amen. There was a little boy who was sick on Palm Sunday, so he stayed home from church that day. And when his father returned from church holding a palm branch, The little boy was curious and asked, "Why do you have a palm branch, Dad?" And Dad said, "You see, when Jesus came into town, everyone waved palm branches to honor him, so we got palm branches today." And the little boy replied, "Oh, man, the one Sunday that I don't go to church, I miss Jesus." And the little guy was right. You blink and you may miss him. After 40 long days on our Lenten journey in the wilderness with Jesus, which is probably somewhere out near Jericho, Jesus returns to the outskirts of Jerusalem to Bethphage, near the Mount of Olives. Jesus is now ready to come into the city. Jesus' return marks a special time for the Jewish people. As explained to all of you and to the children, it's a time of the ancient tradition and the ritual of Passover. And they did a Passover Seder, which always coincides with our Christian Easter, if you have never noticed that before. Hence, the Easter date changes every year. And for those of us, the benefactors of history, tradition, and rituals, who have the luxury of knowing the past history of the last 2,000 years, we know how important this last Passover meal would be to Jesus and his disciples. But Jesus' triumphal return to Jerusalem is not only brief, but is so humble that the meaning behind his entry may have been lost on the people, but perhaps not on all of the people. A humble donkey, not a regal warrior horse. The same transportation that his mother had as she and Joseph made their way into Bethlehem some 30 years before. There must have been those who understood the symbolism. Surely they had understood. Or did they not yet see it? After all, we soon will have to enter into the Passion and Holy Week to see how quickly humanity can turn on itself. How quickly crowds of onlookers and cheerleaders would become a mob that would eventually betray, convict, demoralize, crucify, and bury Jesus. How is it so that our human nature can turn its back on our brothers and sisters at the turn of a hat? And it was perhaps on this day the ones who did not see the symbolism right away saw that Jesus' arrival marked a new kind of king, one of peace and humility. Surely the antithesis to the Roman guard that surrounded the area. In those days, a warring king would have rode into town on a steed or a horse. But Jesus took another route and another way of transport, a beast of burden, a beast of peace. What the leaders of Jerusalem must have thought about this Jesus character, this prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee, who does he think he is? And perhaps yes. Yes to the Pharisees, to the Romans. Jesus was quickly being seen as a threat to the way of living and the structures that guided the rules of the day. Jesus was challenging all notions about what kind of king he intended to be and how he would use power. Jesus wasn't that warring king. He was coming to the city as the Prince of Peace. He was calling attention to political leaders and calling truth to power. Even our own children recognize what power is. They are beginning to recognize that some leaders claim power and privilege for themselves, and other leaders use power on behalf of others. They have heard enough of the stories of people such as Martin Luther King and Gandhi and Mother Teresa, and now we hear stories of Emma Gonzalez and David Hogg, to know the importance of their contributions and to realize that being a servant leader often has a price. Yet Jesus' entry into Jerusalem is about Jesus and about the leader that we hope both ourselves and our young people can become. Here was this man, who if his donkey could have had a bumper sticker, it would have read, "I'd rather be smashing imperialism." And I don't doubt that. No, really. Jesus is my favorite activist radical of all time. If Jesus had entered into one of our modern cities leading the ticker tape parade, would it have been like the New Year's Rose Parade? Or maybe the Pasadena Palm Sunday Peace Parade? Or perhaps more like yesterday's March for Our Lives rally? Oh, if Jesus was marching in a rally today, I'm pretty sure he would have been arrested immediately for disturbing the peace or civil disobedience. He's lucky that he got Palm Sunday and the Last Supper in before that, his arrest. In today's world, Jesus would have been a wanted man. The FDA would want him for turning water into wine without a license. The EPA for killing fig trees. The AMA for practicing medicine without a license. The Department of Health for asking people to open graves for raising the dead and for feeding 5,000 people in the wilderness without a food permit. The NEA for teaching without a certificate. OSHA for walking on water without a life jacket. The SPCA for driving hogs into the sea. The National Board of Psychiatrists for giving advice on how to live guilt-free. The Zoning Department for wanting to condemn idolatrous temples. And the NRA for wanting everyone to turn their guns and swords into plowshares. My hero. And my role model. What a rebel. But on this day, on Palm Sunday, Jesus was entering the city as a humble servant of the people. But in all seriousness, Jesus' entry into the holy city of Jerusalem, riding in on a lowly donkey, was only the start of what was to become the Passion of the Christ. It was another start to the beginning of what Jesus' opposition hoped to be the end of his troublemaking. In a world where senseless stabbings and shooting sprees cause sadness and grief as the sound of gunshots echo around the world, where package bombings leave people questioning, where is God in the midst of all this madness? As we ask, where in the human-created wars and conflicts that arise, leaving countless victims in the aftermath, we are left crying out for peace. We are left crying out for a peacemaker. So now, if it's our time for reflecting on the happenings of Holy Week, a time for us to see Jesus' humanity and his divinity, and to mourn his death, but we also know that Holy Week was not the end of the story, and that Jesus was calling us to get off our donkeys, to not be the fools who sit idly by in apathy or are sitting in their recliners on the wrong side of history, but to be in action and to follow in his way. Father Greg Boyle of Homeboy Industries once said, "Jesus has no interest in fan clubs. He wants disciples. He never says, 'Worship me.' He always says, 'Follow me.' Jesus knows it's not about him or you. It's about us. And it is about us. It is about us working together to make this the kingdom of heaven here and now. It is about us balking and becoming the crazed. It is about us balking at becoming the crazed mob that history reminds us that we are capable of becoming. During the season of Lent, we have been asked to consider prayer, fasting, and almsgiving as ways to be active and reactive to seeing where God's presence is in our lives. Through this season, as you have been challenged to stretch your own comfort zones and to refocus our hearts on God, and we can do that through the simple yet often difficult acts of prayer, withholding from temptations and desires, and giving what we can to serve our neighbors. You may notice that we have not chosen to go with the full lectionary, which would be both Palm and Passion texts, including Psalms and a reading from Philippians and Matthew's Passion. But our focus today really is on the palms, so that we actually take some time to walk through it, not to try to claw our way back up to Easter and the resurrection. Sometimes we just try to get to it so quickly. Because without Holy Week, we would not have a resurrection. Without Holy Week, we would not be Easter people. So my challenge for you people, the good people of North Hollywood, for this week is to go through the quiet action of prayer into ways that you can be full and filled and thoughtful in the acts each day of this week. For some of you, you may have started yesterday as we marched the streets of Los Angeles in solidarity with the students of Parkland, Florida, so that each gun death would not be taken in vain. And as the call for gun safety reform is called out, the call for peace is also echoed. You may have gone to Corazon La Vida in Mexico and started your work and bringing your heart to focus into God and God's children and those in need. For some of you, you may begin and have already begun the prep of making Easter baskets and filling eggs for our children who are our neighbors at Hope for the Valley Rescue Mission. You may do so this afternoon and start that journey if you haven't started already. And as we do so and we continue our way to the cross, others may consider their start on Holy Wednesday and joining us for our Passover Seder. As a meal together, you do not have to be a participant in the class already to join us. Come and learn more about our own biblical traditions and rituals. Or on Maundy Thursday, where we celebrate the Lenten Supper with Christ at the Last Supper with Christ at our evening service and participating in a tenebrae service of the shadows. Or on Good Friday, taking the time out of your busy week to reflect on the sacrifice of Jesus Christ through the interactive and meditative stations of the cross and a prayer labyrinth, which you can read more about in your insert. And for our congregation and community's children, we will hold our Holy Saturday annual Children's Easter Party as we prepare for the Eastertide to come. And though we are not there yet, we'll patiently wait for the Easter sunrise service at 6:30 a.m., followed by our 10:30 a.m. Easter service of resurrection and celebration of Christ's return. You will not want to miss Jesus' triumphant return. Trust me. We wanted to bring a donkey. You gotta come. So there is a bright, bright light at the end of Holy Week. But we have already journeyed through Lent, but we still need to continue this journey through Palm Sunday and Holy Week to get there. Whether it is your foal, a colt, a donkey, or whatever your name for it is, it's time to get up off of it. Whether it is your couch or your lazy boy recliner, your video games or your bed, get off of it. We too often have allowed ourselves to backslide into becoming the fools we are capable of becoming. Jesus worked too hard to get us there. We need to be followers, not fans of Christ who can so quickly change their tune. We just need to be willing to get off of our donkeys or whatever is holding us back, and walk the passion with Christ. He doesn't ask that much more of us. Let me share one final thought from one of my favorite contemporary theologians and Lutheran pastor of House for All Sinners and Saints in Colorado, Nadia Bolz Weber, as she says, "We are no different from the shouting crowds. Those that do the right thing for the wrong reason, or those who do the wrong thing for the right reason. Because these people of the Holy Week story are we people. And we people are the likes of which God came to save. God did not become human and dwell among us as Jesus to save only an improved, doesn't make the wrong choices kind of people. There is no improved version of humanity that could have done any differently. So go ahead. Don't wait until you think your motivations are correct. Don't wait till you are sure you believe every single line of the Nicene Creed. Who believes the whole thing every single minute of their lives anyway? Don't worry about coming to church this week for the right reasons. Jesus, just wave your branches. Shout praises for the wrong reasons. Eat a meal. Have your feet washed. Grab at coins. Shout, crucify him. Walk away when the cock crows, because we as we are not as some improved version of ourselves. We are who God came to save. And nothing can stop what's going to happen. In other words, my friends, get off your donkeys, believe, and follow, my friends. Amen.
Glory, love, and honor to thee, Redeemer King, to whom the lips of children make hosannas ring. Thou art the King of Israel, thou David's royal son, who in the Lord's name comest, the King and Blessed One. All glory, loud and honor to thee, Redeemer King, to whom the lips of children make sweet hosannas ring. The company of angels are praising thee on high, and we with all creation in chorus make reply. All glory, love, and honor to thee, Redeemer King, to lips of children made sweet hosannas ring. The people of the Hebrews with before thee went, our prayer and praise and anthems before thee we present. All glory, loud and honor to thee, Redeemer King, to whom the lips of children made sweet hosannas ring. To thee before thy passion they sang their hymns of praise. To thee now high exalted, the melody we raise. All glory, loud and honor to thee, Redeemer King, to whom the lips of children made sweet hosannas ring. Thou didst accept their praises, accept their prayers we bring. Who in all good delightest, thou good and gracious King. All glory, love, and honor to thee, Redeemer King, to whom the lips of children
made sweet Hosanna's ring.
Thank you for worshiping here with us today at North Hollywood First. I look forward to greeting you at the front door. But if I don't get to meet you at the front, I hope to see you in front of the lounge assembling baskets. And we invite you to participate in all of our Holy Week offerings this week. Now the worship is over. The real service begins. So go with these words. Get off your donkey and be a part of the story. Get off your donkey and wave your palm branches and loudly shout Hosanna, Hosanna. And even though our cheering may turn to jeering by the end of the week, when you get off your donkey, remember that God's love and forgiveness goes far and wide with you on your journey. Now get off your donkey and go. Amen and amen. Please be seated as we take the light of Christ out.